Okay, so we're with Pablo Salón. The plenary has just started. What are your impressions of what we've seen today behind closed doors and what we're looking towards now in the plenary?
Well, one thing, we know that not all the delegations really have participated in the negotiation. Something that you can highlight is that Switzerland has asked in the plenary that they don't have a copy of the text that was being discussed, while the EU was commenting on the text. So you know who had the text and who didn't. So this hasn't been an open and transparent process. The second thing is that they have opened a plenary saying that we are going to have a second commitment period. That was what the chair, the presidency of South Africa, said. But then we see that what kind of second commitment period of the KP is going to be when EU says 8 years, AOC says 5 years. So now we are going to a system that's not only based on voluntary pledges, it's also going to be on voluntary length of the period until 2017 or until 2020. And there is a great difference, because if you are going to make emission reductions for the European Union in 8 years, that means 1.5% of emission cuts per year. But if you do this 20%, taking out what you did in your first commitment period of 8%, so that means 12% divided by 5, then it means if it's agreed here 5 years, you have to do cuts by 2.4%. Now, what is the way the EU wants to solve this? By putting this into brackets, so it's not agreed. Brackets means options. So it's really the only purpose of this is to say there is a second commitment period, even though in reality there is no second commitment period. This will be discussed during next year, and maybe there will be or not, who knows, in COP18. But they want to save their face. That's the only purpose of this plenary. They are not going to solve the issue.
That was my next question. It sounds like a lot of things tried to be hashed out today. Now, does it seem like nothing really got done over the course of these past 24 hours while we were having all these shuttle diplomacy, closed-door meetings in Davos?
If we see the different texts, that the different versions, and you read them, they never really address the key issue of having a second commitment period now. They were just remake-ups in order to postpone that decision, but without showing that to the public opinion. So now this has emerged here. And the most important thing is that it's clear that there is no number for emission reductions that's going to be adopted here in Durban. So tomorrow, when this concludes, and if this decision is adopted, I really doubt, you will have to ask, what was the emission reductions adopted in Durban? There won't be a number. That number, maybe you will have it by the end of next year. So there is no second commitment period.
So you think the most likely outcome here is no adoption of anything, just kick it down to the next COP?
If this continues like it is now, in Mexico they have a word, it's called desmadrarse. When something begins to just turn apart, what we're seeing now is that. Because why is it that some delegations like the EU can present amendments to the text in plenary, while other delegations can't present amendments to the text in plenary? It's a very unfair system. Venezuela has highlighted, what kind of democracy is this? I have clearly said, what we are seeing now is a climate apartheid. 1% of the population is going to decide for what's going to happen to the other 99% of the population. And here, some countries are the ones that have the right to present amendments, read the text, and decide over the text, and the rest have to just follow.
Thanks, Pablo.